Tuesday morning. Of course, it's the day we talk to Sean Asani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And with that, Sean Asani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. I thank you for having me, and good morning to our listeners.
It's an absolute pleasure, as always. And Sean Asani, we're talking about World Hypertension Day today. And what is the theme for World Hypertension Day 2025?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation commemorated World Hypertension Day on 17 May 2025. This is an annual commemoration that happened on the same day, on the 17th. So this year we are raising an awareness about the danger of raised blood pressure, or also what known as hypertension. To answer your question with what is the theme for this year, we are focusing on the theme called Your Brain and Heart Cannot Take the Pressure, which highlights the importance of maintaining a stable blood pressure for good overall well-being, and specifically for the heart and the brain health. So this theme, the foundation carefully thought it thorough so that we can align with World Hypertension League theme, measure your blood pressure accurately, control it, and live longer, which highlights the importance of knowing and managing blood pressure measurements. The reason for this is because raising awareness about managing high blood pressure, it can help reduce the consequences of uncontrolled hypertension and promote overall cardiovascular and neurologically well-being of a person.
And starting with the basics, what is hypertension, and how is it defined? You know, how do you know when you've got hypertension?
Yes, as I mentioned, hypertension is also called high blood pressure. So when it comes to how we define hypertension, it's that it's the blood pressure, is the pressure that is extended by the blood on the interior anterior walls. So it is measured and recorded as a systolic pressure, which is the top number that you see when you're taking the measurement, over the diastolic pressure, which is the bottom number that you get. So the systolic pressure, it's extended on the arterial walls when the heart contracts, or when the heart beats, or when the heart is beating to release the blood from the heart. The diastolic pressure is the pressure extended between heartbeats when the heart muscle relax, which means that when the heart takes the blood back into the body. So hypertension, or a high blood pressure, it is a condition where the blood pressure on the arteries is consistently high. It is measured as a pressure of over 140 over 90 mercury on multiple occasions. Hypertension is a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease, including heart attacks, stroke, as well as kidney disease. The good news about hypertension is that it is manageable with behavioral changes and medication.
Okay, so you can keep it under control. And Sean Asani, how severe is the condition of hypertension in South Africa? You know, are we prone to it?
Yes, we are prone in it, because in South Africa, high blood pressure is a significant health concern, which is affecting approximately 45% of men and 48% of women over the age of 15. Alarming is that many people or individuals, they remain aware that they have hypertension, with only about 19% of men and 29% of women able to recognize that they are having hypertension. So this condition, it's also linked to thousands of causes of heart attacks, disease, stroke, as well as kidney disease each year, with women being affected more than the men. This number highlights the need for increased awareness, diagnosis, and management of high blood pressure, so that we can be able to mitigate the impact the impact that hypertension has on our body. It also causes the economic burden, which are currently, it directly cost healthcare cost of 10.1 billion, as well as 29.4 billion of significant societal cost. So this cost, they need to be, we need to raise awareness about hypertension so that this cost can be reduced, so that at least people can also have a overall good well-being.
Right. And you've pretty much covered some of the points that I'm going to ask now, but what are the risks associated with uncontrolled high blood pressure? And obviously, there, you know, you've got severe health risks.
Yes, you do have a severe health risk because high blood pressure or hypertension is a silent killer or a silent threat, because the increased blood pressure, it may lead to significant damage or strain, not only on the arterial walls, but also on the organs like the kidney, heart, brain and eyes, as well as increasing the risk of hitting heart disease, stroke and kidney failure, and even vision loss. So the higher and the longer the pressure is elevated on the body, the more damage it's caused. So this damage, it can occur over time without often noticeable symptoms, which is why regular monitoring and management for high blood pressure are crucial. So when it comes to listeners, they need to think of high blood pressure like a constant strain on the body vital organs, because remember, the high blood pressure, it's occurring on the blood, which means that each and every part of the organ, it is going to expose to that high amount of high blood pressure. So overall, the key kidneys, because they are responsible for filtering waste out of our body as well as excess fluid, they can get damaged, leading to kidney disease. And also the brain, which relies on steady supply of blood, oxygen and nutrients, it can suffer from reduced blood flow, which can lead to stroke, a cognitive decline, as well as dementia. And when it comes to our eyes, it can affect healthy blood vessels to function properly, which we then start to experience and retina and optic damage, which can constantly lead to vision loss.
Right. And Shonisani, how does family history impact on the risk of developing hypertension? You know, if your parents or grandparents or somebody had hypertension, is there a chance that you're at risk?
Individuals that have a family history of hypertension, they are already having higher risk compared to those that doesn't have a family history of hypertension. Research shows that if your parents or guardian had a high blood pressure, you are more also likely to develop it, especially also if you are having poor behavioral choices. So people that are exposed to or having a family history, they are 4 times likely to get high blood pressure when you compare with those that doesn't have a family history of high blood pressure. But this doesn't mean that you are destined for high blood pressure, but it does mean that you should be proactive in making sure that you reduce your chances of hitting high blood pressure by knowing your family history, by also working with healthcare professionals, and also by adopting healthy behaviors that can help reduce your risk of having this high blood pressure.
And then you spoke about behavioral choices. What role does that play in developing hypertension?
Behavioral choices, they play a significant role in determining your blood pressure. The good news is that you have the power to make changes that can significantly impact your risk of developing hypertension. So listeners can think about, what do you usually eat? How much do you move? How do you manage stress? Because all these things, they can affect your blood pressure. For example, a diet that is high in salt can particularly be problematic, because excess sodium can increase blood pressure. And already the stats or the research has found that the average South African, they consume more than the recommended 5 grams, which is if you go equivalent of 1 teaspoon of salt per day, which this means that we are already having of having high blood pressure. But because of salt, just one puzzle of this, the other risk factors include tobacco use is another one, smoking, and it's also another one, because it can damage the blood vessels, increase your risk, and then raise your blood pressure. Then also there is alcohol, which can also lead to increased blood pressure, heart disease, and other cardiovascular problems. The bottom line is that our health behaviors, they play a direct impact on our blood pressure health. So by making informed decisions about the diet, being physically active, stress management, and substance, reducing or stopping substance use, we can take control of our blood pressure and reduce the risk of getting hypertension.
Right. And then, why is medication adherence crucial to managing hypertension? In other words, if you're on medication, take your pills.
Yes, if you are hypertensive, you need to take your pills according to the way the healthcare professional has recommended, because this is a crucial step in managing hypertension. By sticking to your treatment plan, you can help to keep your blood pressure under control, reduce your risk of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, as well as eye damages, and also it will improve the overall health. While non-adherence or not taking medication, it can lead to poorly controlled hypertension, which increases the risk of getting heart disease and stroke and kidney problems. So it's important that one takes medication as prescribed by the healthcare professional, and that they never skip taking medication, because skipping can have excessive or can have further damages due to high blood pressure increasing.
And common challenges to medication adherence, especially in middle-income countries like South Africa?
There is a common challenges that can lead to medication adherence. There was a study that was done in Sub-Saharan involving 34,100 individuals from 27 countries. They found that 43% of adults that had been treated for hypertension, they were non-adherent to their medication. This translated to 2 out of every 5 adults struggling to stick to their treatment plan. This can be due to several reasons, which include unemployment or financial constraints, which can prevent you from getting or from going to clinics so that you can be able to get your treatment. It can also be due to distance and accessibility, because sometimes you might find that you live so far from the clinic or from a healthcare practice or in a place where you're not able to get there easily, especially if you're unemployed or if you're having financial constraints, which will make you then to skip your appointment. Some people, they tend to forget or to take their medication, which can be also be addressed by putting a reminder on your phone or putting the medication on a pill box where you can be able to see them regularly, because that way you will be reminded to take your pills. There is also stigma and discrimination, which where people are afraid to be judged, and when they're in in workplace or when they're in with people, they tend not to take their medication because they feel like people will judge them. Sometimes as well, patients don't take their medication because they didn't understand their treatment. So it's important that when we go to see our healthcare professionals, we ask all questions that we have, or even ask them to further explain, so that we can able to understand why it's important to adhere to the treatment, and also how this treatment will help us to manage our high blood pressure. Sometimes as well, people stop taking medication because they are experiencing side effects from certain medication, which can also lead to a non-adherence. I advise that if someone is having side effects from medication, they should go back to their doctor or to the healthcare professional and tell them what they're experiencing, so that they can change the treatment for them to another one that will be suitable for them.
And then, Shonisani, how can social support from family and friends impact medication adherence? You know, get support.
Your support system plays an important role when it comes to managing hypertension, because receiving emotional support from your loved ones and healthcare professional, it can help patients as well as remind patients to take their medication as prescribed. Studies have also found that patients who adhere to their medication regimes, they have a better blood pressure control and also reduce their risk of cardiovascular events. So when you have a hypertension diagnosed with hypertension, it's important to let those family members that you're close with to know, so that they are able to give you a thorough emotional support that you will need when you're on this journey of managing your hypertension.
Right. And Shonisani, the South African government, how can they improve the healthcare system to reduce hypertension complications and then also increase medication adherence? You know, how can the government make it easier for people to remain healthy?
The South African government, they play an important role to ensure that people adhere to medication and reduce the hypertension complication. They can do this by strengthening primary care services, increase awareness about hypertension through public health campaign. They can also provide training for healthcare professionals on hypertension management. They can also implement policies that will help to reduce salt intake in foods, promote healthy behaviors, and also ensure ensure equitable access to healthcare services, particularly in rural as well as an underserved area. They also need to ensure that there is availability and affordability of essential hypertensive medication to all South Africans, because this is important, because addressing social determinants like poverty as well as access to healthcare professionals is crucial, because it promotes self-management and also it will be able to empower patients to take an active role in their health. So by taking this comprehensive approach, they can be able to reduce the burden of hypertension as well as improve the health outcome for all South Africans.
And why is World Hypertension Day campaign important for the foundation? And what is the foundation's implementation plan for the campaign?
The campaign is very important for the Heart Stroke Foundation, for the Heart Stroke Foundation, because high blood pressure is one of the risk factors for getting heart disease and stroke. So when we raise awareness and advocate as well as educate people on how they can manage their high blood pressure, we are able to reduce the number of people that are being affected by heart disease and stroke. Currently, as well, throughout our period, we go to the community where we educate them on how they can take care of themselves, adopt healthy behaviors, medication adherence. We also offer health screening, health risk assessment, where we measure high blood pressure. We measure blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol, BMI, so that we can be able to check if a person is having normal values. And if they don't have normal values, they're elevated, we then refer them to the nearest hospital so that they can have further management or investigation. The other thing that we do as well as the Heart and Stroke Foundation is that we also influence policies, so that policies that will be able to reduce salt intake for the South Africans, as well as policies that make an impact on the overall well-being of a person.
Right. And Shonisani, if listeners want to find out more about what we've chatted about, the resources available at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, how does one access that?
They can access the resources on www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are on Facebook at Heartstroke SA, on X at SA Heartstroke, and on Instagram at Heartstroke SA. If they need to speak to one of healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a good week. And looking forward to chatting again next week Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a good week ahead. Speak again next week.
Great stuff. Thanks, Shonisani. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Shonisani Nepalama, the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about World Hypertension Day 2025.